Anything you'd like to say?
I'm ready to learn.
Yeah? You're ready to unlearn?
Yes.
Already you know, no? You have to empty out all that you know, no? That should be easy, no? Huh?
Yes.
Because you don't need it, no?
No.
And how is it to drop it? How would it be to drop everything?
Relief.
Relief, no?
Yes.
Yeah, try it. Huh? Close your eyes and just try it in your imagination. No. Just drop everything. Because you don't need it, it's just a burden, and it is a relief to drop all that is unnecessary. That which you don't need is just a burden. And you have been taking it to you, so you can also let it go. How is that? It's good, no?
Yes.
You have to accept that. It's good. And now you are listening to the good. You are surrendering to the good. So you have to be good with yourself. Yes? Don't listen to others, listen to your own heart, no? Your own intuition. You're an intelligent woman. You don't need the other voices to confuse you. You need to learn to listen to yourself. Then you say, then it's good. So surrender to the good and be safe. Welcome. Close your eyes now. Can we give you a Japanese name since we were so much in Japan? No? It's Kana. It means someone who has real strength. And those who have real strength, they always listen to the truth, to the beyond, to their own heart, to existence itself. All over the world, they say, you take one step towards the truth, one step towards God, and He takes 1,000 towards you. It's like that. Now you have taken the first step. Then He comes rushing to be happy and stand up for your own truth. Then you get strength, and you will need strength, because the whole past will come and test you. But as long as you know in your heart you have surrendered to the new, to the true, to the real, to God, then you become unshakable then. But you will be tested, be ready to stand up for it. And you are. Okay? wait. So you don't forget who you are, okay?
Not Anna, but Kana.
In the Buddhist scriptures, it says that Buddha said there are 4 kinds of horses. The excellent ones, the good ones, the poor ones, and the bad ones. The best horse will run slow and fast, right and left, at the driver's will, before it sees the shadow of the whip. The second best, the good, will run as well as the first one does, but before the whip reaches the skin, just a little bit. The third one, will run when it feels pain on its body. And the fourth will run after the pain had been penetrated right into the marrow of his bones. It has to be pushed. You can imagine how difficult it is for the fourth horse to learn how to run. This is the Buddha said, is like his 4 kinds of horses, his 4 kinds of disciples or students. The excellent ones, the good ones, the poor ones, and the bad ones. Meditate on it. That's why I say it can be very easy, or it can be very, very difficult. It can be very, very playful, or it can be very, very serious. Talking about seriousness, since we are on that subject. Before we go into more serious subjects, I got, yesterday I was joking with about the veganism and things like that, and I got a big backlash from my vegan friends. So I just want to make it clear that I love vegan. But there's a balance to everything. Because we know, I hope, here, everybody, of course, is vegetarians, no, except the ones who are looking down. Because we love the animals. So we don't want to hurt the animals. And everybody knows, no, if they have the courage to look at the movies in Netflix, how terrible the animals are treated, just for us to have some food. So be conscious what you eat. And the same with the cows. They are suffering a lot just to get the milk out. So I just want to make it clear that in Brazil, I have a farmer next to me who loves me. He's a kind of my disciple, but he hasn't. He's a very simple man, so he never asks for a name. But he provides milk. So that is a very happy cow. So when you get milk from your own cow, then you can make non-vegan ice cream. That's what I was trying to say. So you always have some ways. And now they have great, there's a Japanese woman, Miyoko. She knows how to make such a good cheese out of vegan things also. So it's, we are very safe as long as we have good people to make it. Even on the sweet side, cakes, you know, as long as they come from intelligent, close people like Pooja and stuff like that, then they know. But otherwise, you know, people who are not in tune, it feels like you eat sawmill, sawgrass, no? So it's different. So just be flexible, that's the whole thing. But I wanted to... And like Dipani, she have learned also how to make very good burgers, because I said, I love burgers. What happened? We don't have any good vegetable burgers in Brazil, in your cafe there. So then she figured it out. And now she's getting famous, the best vegetarian burger in Brazil. Just be intelligent. And that's how it should be, that even the meat eaters, they give up by themselves. That's the right way. But that is not all. So. But I want to see just if you are really a vegan, it's the seriousness of it and the fanatics. That's what I'm after. I'm after the fanatics. You know, because you should be, if you're fanatic, then it's like fanatic Christian. Fanatic Muslims, we know about terrorists, you know, fanatics, Hindus, fanatic Hindus, very, very bad. Muslims, Buddhists, all very bad people, fanatics. Fanatic politicians, very, very bad. So if you go that way, that you become a fanatic, I just wanted to show you how you, it is a possibility to turn out then. If you are even in veganism, you think you are innocent, you're doing the right thing. But look at this, for example. How you can look like if you eat too much. Just vegan. Yeah? So I just want to... I just love you. I want to take care of you. So if you one day, after being so good and healthy for a year, you wake up and you find your feet looking like that, then maybe, oh, I should be more flexible. But now, since we're in silence, you can look at that. I will hang it up there. And also I have a few other reminders here for you. So if your meditation becomes too serious or like that, you can just go there and then you will remember me also and get more energy. Thank you. Beloved, beautiful Babaji, I struggle a lot in the silence, like I do not want to be in silence. I want to be everywhere else and do everything else. Yes. Nobody knows about silence, so you have to be patient. And Ashani, you must have been with me for 10 years, and you see? So it has to come from your own understanding, because it's going to be an effort, but I made it so easy for you, for everybody. If you can't make it here, you won't make it anywhere. And silence, silent meditation, is just to come back to yourself. But silence is difficult because you cannot escape. Otherwise, even in the meditation and the retreat, you can escape because it's so much talking, so much doing, so much fun and dancing and all that. No, is no way. But why not face yourself? Your own intelligence will cause, of course. So don't listen to that voice that wants to take you away. And many times it takes a long time before you understand that out of your own understanding. I say it every day, but it may take years or maybe 10, or 20, 30, maybe lifetimes before it comes from yourself, the importance of it, the truth of it. And then you have to face yourself, you have to help yourself. Today, when I woke up, I felt dizzy and a little sick, and I start to complain. Yes, the mind is very good to complain. I struggle so much with the physical body, and it has always tensions. It is dizzy or something else. That is the same thing. You have to learn how to take care of your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body. All that is the foundation for meditation. You cannot have a deep silence if you have tensions in the physical body, in the emotional body, in the mental body. That's what I call the homework. You have to empty yourself out. When you are unburdened and happy and you have done the right things to yourself, for yourself, and you are following the right truth, then meditation is very blissful. But you cannot hide from yourself. That's how silence is. Then suddenly a voice came and asked, "What if there was no mind to complain, how would it be done? Good. That could be a Zen koan. How would it be if there was no mind there to complain? That is a good question. You can use the mind to get out of the mind. How would it be done? Stop now thinking, how is it done? How is it?
Lovely.
Yes. So easy, no? Because it's your attention and in your unawareness, that's how the mind takes over. If you bring awareness in, which is happening here with me, then the mind has nothing to say then. The mind functions in unawareness, in sleepiness, in habits. I sat down on a chair and looked out the window. Birds coming out in the trees, and all this new snow in the trees, it was so beautiful. Yes. This is such a fine line from complaining, headache, to beautiful, playfulness, lightness of being. Just a little shift. And when you're in that complaint, you cannot see. Even the body calms down, and I was so aware of how lost I am, and that I do not know that I'm lost, because I'm so used to it. Yeah. You have layers and layers and layers, and we will see more and more how unconscious your habits are. How true people like Gurdjieff is, the mystics are, when you say you're functioning just like a sleepwalker. You can do things, you go to work, you drive the car, you go and eat, you make families, you get married, but you're totally asleep. And when you wake up, then only you see. You don't see that when you are asleep. Only when you wake up. When the awareness comes, then I was so aware of how lost I am and that I do not know that I'm lost because I'm so used to it. And this is how 99% of the population of planet Earth is. It's very seldom, because it's uncomfortable to see the situation. That's what I mean by taking responsibility for yourself. First, you have to see your situation. If you have no awareness, you cannot be responsible for your own situation, for your own miserable life, for your complaining. It's impossible. You have to take action. And before you can take action, you have to have an insight. Just like this. My God. But that you get again and again with me. But no, the next step is take action. You put light on this. You put light on me. And then I managed to see. Yes, I put light on it and you can see, but now follow the light yourself. And I also saw that the mind is control and that the control has to collapse for me to be free. A beautiful insight. Thank you for your light and help. I need you, love. Ishani. Yes. They say if you know you need the guru more than you need your food. Jesus said you cannot live by bread alone because it's a different thing. It's a different hunger. And it's a different satisfaction also. This, I'm teaching you this all the time, but it has to come from you. The mind is in control. You are totally in control. You are a slave of the mind. The mind has you in its grip. And that this control has to collapse for me to be free. That is all what I'm working on. Because nobody wants to be a slave. Every human being wants to be free. And it's very painful to see that you are a slave. But that is the beginning. And maybe we have to see that again and again and again. And don't listen to the mind. But then you have to consciously stand up against it. Show yourself that you don't need to listen to it. Don't be a slave. Buddha says this, and nothing has changed for 2,500 years. The first thing he says, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. So all the enlightened ones say, be aware. Be aware what you think. Be aware what you put out. Be aware how your actions are. So in the silent retreat, in Vipassana, then I always tell you, start being aware just with the physical body. How easy it is, you want to look at somebody, you want to smile, you want to do all the habits, unconscious habits. You want to have a connection. You have to check your phone. All these things that you're undermining yourself. Be aware how you walk. Slow down when you eat. Be more conscious. Bring more awareness into every action. Every little action that you do every day of your life. Brushing your teeth. Eating. Walking. Just the small, ordinary things. Even that is very difficult. And you will never do it if you don't put yourself in a situation like this. You need help. Then the second layer is much more tricky. Then you have to become aware how your mind functions. All the games of the mind, which you are even more identified with. You are more a slave to. It's running totally wild. All the yakiti, 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 24 hours a day. You don't even have peace when you are sleeping. Yakiti, yakiti, yakiti. Just once in a while, because you have to, you have a totally poof, emptiness when you sleep, where you are not more there. There is no mind. It's just boo. And only because of that, you get fresh. So, more and more conscious you get, more and more peace. In your sleep, in your daily life, more and more quiet. Because all these thoughts, it creates a tension. That is the art of self-awareness, of meditation. You start observing. You have to start from the outside, which is difficult enough. And then bring it in your inner world. And then deeper than the thinking mind, your feelings, your emotions. And when all those layers are in harmony, is unburdened, natural, what I call natural. It's a natural harmony, peace. Then meditation is easy. Then you can go beyond that. Otherwise, you will always just have a glimpse. You have to act on it. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Speak or act with an impure mind, and trouble will follow you. And everybody speak or act with an impure mind. And that's why trouble will follow you. And it is following you. Before you become more and more conscious. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you. Happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. But this is practice. To leave the false. Stand up for the real. Speak the real, be truthful, be loving, be pure. Slowly, slowly, you purify all that unconsciousness. Then happiness follows you, light follows you, peace follows you, unshakable. That is the price. So you have to remind yourself here also when it's difficult for you, pull yourself together. Beloved one, I'm writing to you because it is enough. The truth is that I don't know. I know that, Lubna. Only you didn't know. That is the thing. How do you think you can fool me? Then you have to really... But that is also the mind. You think you know because you identified with what you know. But it doesn't matter what you know. All knowing has to go. And when all knowing is gone, then who are you? What is left then? That is the question. That is the beginning of the real journey. The truth is that I don't know. I know you don't know. Why should you be here if you know? People think they know all over. I know who I am. Johnny Johnson, taxi driver. Great. I know my family tree for 3 generations. Great. People don't know, but they cannot accept it. It's shocking to realize that you don't know. But that is the only place where you can start. Because you have to start innocent. You have also been with me for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. It takes time. It has to come from your own life experience. And welcome it. Because if this thought comes in a normal ego system, body, mind, then you will turn away. This is where trust comes in. Listening more to the master than to your ego. Having faith. surrender, understanding, going deeper. This is what we've been waiting for. It was a great master. I many times I mentioned him, Gurdjieff. He was a rascal, not like me. Very bad man, wild man. Good rascal man. And he had many famous followers. And one of the most famous and one of the first one was Uspensky, that came to him in Moscow. And Uspensky, he was already very famous. He has written books. He was in the high society. Very, very acknowledged, famous. But he was a seeker. And when he heard about this crazy guy, he really wanted to go and test himself, find out. Then after a long journey out to the countryside, he met, and then he comes into this dark room, and first Gurdjieff just sits there, and like, what now? You know, very intelligent, mental intelligent, very known, famous in whole Russia, writing very, very good books, and he wrote very good books. Nothing happens, and Gurdjieff just torturing him, and sweat is, what is happening? I was like, what kind of meeting is this? And then at last, after a long time, Gurdjieff just gave him a blank paper. Write down everything you know on this paper. Then he leaves the room. Come in to me when you have written down everything you know. What to do in a situation like that? Here you are. Are you with a madman or what? And he went through his whole thing. Oh, blah, blah, blah. How can I? Oh. And then he came to that realization. And of course, because he was in the presence of an enlightened being, then your mind cannot function like it normally is. So at last, he gave up and he said, here, this is the same piece of paper you gave me. I don't know anything. Which was totally shocking for him, totally shocking. Much more than you. You're an innocent woman, no problem, you are with me, just relax. If Uspensky could do it, you could do it. Then he said, please, please, teach me more. But still, he didn't make it. He was a very arrogant man. He was with Gurdjieff a long time. Then he turned around, and then he took all the teaching from Gurdjieff, started his own system. He was very stubborn. Normal male guy, you know. Never want to give up. Do it my own way. Dang, 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 dang. But intelligent in the head. So this is a well-known fact, Lubna, that this I don't know, that should really be the true beginning of this journey for any master, any guru, any enlightened being, because you have to unburden yourself. And that's how it should be from the very beginning. That's why Gurdjieff did it then. But he couldn't do that with everybody. He knew that this man is very intelligent. Either he will get it, or I don't want to waste my time. And in fact, it was this Uspensky who made Gurdjieff famous, because he started talking about this mystic. He was already famous in Russia. The last satsang was so strong for me. I could see clearly the ego wanting to be in charge of the situation, of the meditation, of myself. Until, of course, you had a very juicy laughter and said, you are still thinking. then it clicked. Yes, you never know when it's going to click. And know well, if you think you are in charge, then you are not in charge. Thank God that you exist. It was so clear that now it's enough. I have no control over anything that you have. I don't know anything you know. The only thing I really know is that I don't know. Then what? I'm not here to teach you anything. I'm here to take away everything. And what is left then? Not that I know. Who is there to know? I could see that even though it's painful to see how ignorant I am, the truth is that I don't know. Yes, my dear. That's why many times this comes up in satsang. And every time people say this, I said, very good. Now at last you came to that everybody has to come to sooner or later, or they are finished with it. Enough is enough. I cannot keep it together anymore. How can you learn if you still think you know? But this is how ignorant and this is how unconscious the ego is running your own life. You are not aware of it. You need somebody to point it out. If you are always used to be in the darkness, you cannot know the light before you come into the light. I could see that even though it's painful to see how ignorant I am. Painful for who? For the old burger. Painful for the ego. Who else? Painful for the real you, for truth? Is it painful for the truth to see how ignorant you yourself are? No, the truth, your true self will say, good Lubna, now you see, very good. Now you start coming on my side now. This is again the mind. It's hard. Yes, it's hard. I also say that because I use the same language the enlightened ones have to use and the ignorant has to use. And there will always be confusion. I say it's hard. I say that it's painful. Because painful for what? For the ego that you are identified with. If you are not identified, it's not painful. This is the game we are playing with ourselves. So, you have to, everybody has to come to that place, and many is finished with it. And many hasn't touched it yet. They still think they know. Four different horses, remember? Four different horses. Yeah? That's many times I said how it is in the Buddha field, in the Sangha also. Yeah? The master is gone, got the para, got the body. Swaha. Gone. Somebody has gone beyond. Somebody is further than you. Somebody is next to you. Somebody is behind you. But that can change very easily. But it's good you reflect on it, because it takes years for that reality of it. In the beginning, it's just the game. Spiritual game. even though I can see how painful it is to see how ignorant I am, the truth is that I don't know. So I'm putting it out to make it clear to myself that you are the boss. Okay. But I don't want to be anybody's boss. Because it's really, it's nothing I want you to do for me. It's all for yourself. So it's not the right word. It's come out of your own understanding and your own heart and your own deep, deep realization that this is the only thing I can do. Then it's devotion. When you have a boss, it sounds like a work. It's still you. In devotion, it's effortless because it's the only thing. It's so beautiful that it happens by itself. That is understanding. It's nothing you can do. It's your own heart. You are already gone. You have given up free reins to the heart. Then your heart itself will show you. So, let it be it, my beloved Guruji. I'm feeling very lost now, but I don't care because I have you and this is the only thing worth to have. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I want to come closer. Yes. Even this old identification with the mind and the ego is gone, then you will realize how close you are. That is the separation. And about coming closer, could you please share more about it? Sometimes you refer to coming closer as coming closer physically to you, and other times you say that it is not about coming closer physically. Then I see that it's a tricky opportunity for the mind to choose what fits better to the situation in the moment, using it as a way to avoid to see what is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my beloved Guruji. You are everything and more. Well, for a master who wants to teach you to wake up, the real thing is to come closer to yourself. So, many times I say that is not about coming closer to physical, the master, because you can be very close physically and you are far away. And many times I have seen that. People have come close, but they are not ready to be close. Then existence won't allow it. That is an organic thing. Because to be present all the time is very hard. And the closer you come physically, then only when you are far away physically, I can't keep an eye on you. You have to keep an eye. So it takes more intelligence. These buggers here, they don't need much intelligence. I keep an eye on them. So it's more awareness for you. But it's impossible to come close. Sometimes it has happened, but it cannot work. Because if you are not ready, existence won't allow it. It's impossible. And sometimes I love people, like many times it has happened, but it has to change. Or they have to go through evolution, transformation, cleansing more. You have to grow. So either way, it is about coming closer and be more harmonious with the whole, with yourself, with me. That's what it comes down to. And me is not like a person. More silent, more conscious, more aware, more loving. That's what I'm teaching. So you get more than you are closer to me. That's what I'm teaching you. Something that happened, people come close, and then something will come happen that they cannot be close because they are not ready. You have to be ready to go through the fire. I have many dreams with you, about you, and it's so good to wake up and the first thing that comes is you. I love you and I bow down to you with all my heart, yours, Lubna. Remember what Jesus said, those who save themselves, protect themselves, the egos, they lose. And the one who is ready to lose themselves, they win. Only those who are ready to lose themselves. So let go of that which you don't are. So that's what many times I say, this is not a doing, it's not even a teaching, because it happened, it has to come from your own deep, deep, deep understanding. Then it's a call from your own higher self. That is what the master wants to wake up. Then it's not an effort, everything is perfect. Like Buddha says, the greatest gift is to find the master. But not everybody can receive that gift. Where's Pavan? How are you doing?
Happy.
Happy? You speak good English now?
No.
Huh?
I understand, but I don't talk.
Ah, you talk now. You see, you're easy.
Yes. And no.
With me, everything easy. You're ready?
Yes.
To be easy?
Yes.
Ah, nice. That's nice. Hello, Babaji, my beloved master. I thought I would have nothing to write to you in this retreat. For each letter you read, each story you told, spoke to me in a very personal way. They deal with all my issues and difficulties. Yes, that's how it is, because it's life. We are all in the same boat. So only when people are totally stuck in their mind, which most people are, then they can't relate. But if you open up your consciousness, everybody will find that I speak to them. Because you are alive. It's life, it's intelligence, it's truth. So it hits something else in you. There's no separation. All hearts, all beings are thirsty for the truth. So good. But the mind, the ego, no, I don't want to listen. So when your heart opens up, which it has happened, you are in love with me. Then you drink it. Jesus said, eat me, drink me. It's all the same, it's for you. They all deal with all my issues and difficulties. For me, this is being the retreat of patience. But then, after today, I had to write. In the previous satsang, I could not really see you because I was sitting in the back of the room. So you see that it's easy, like Lubina, just come closer. It's so easy. If you're there, like you can see, you come here, you can see now. What to do? It's up to you. And today, it seemed like the seat was reserved for me. I thought, this is my birthday gift. Today, I am 47 years of age, and there is nothing I would like better than to be here in your presence and in this silence. Here we have birthday every day. I don't hold back. Why only one? This is very miserly. It's just typically for the world. I know. Normal family.
Only one birthday.
Little child, no. I have to wait the whole year to get my presents. They get totally frantic close to the birthday. No, I teach every day. Let's have ice cream. Vegan or non-vegan? I don't know. I'm out of it. It was so easy to turn off the cell phone. The hard thing is to turn off the mind. If it only had been that easy, no? But I tell you, you're doing very good. Because for a lot of people, it's impossible even to turn off the cell phone. They are not only a slave of the mind, they are a slave of the cell phone. People don't function without the cell phone. The young generation, they say the cell phone, many people they say, there's a whole movie about it. They rather choose the cell phone before their friends. Because the cell phone has so many. I have everything there in that one. And they don't know how to interact with each other anymore. Everything is on the cell phone. That's how it has become. And it will become much, much more worse. And it will be much more difficult to go to silence, back to themselves, to a natural life. But it will come a deep need. I could not listen to my heart, and in these days I suffered a certain frustration for this. But today, from the time you came in, I did not manage to hold back the tears. I felt my tears open me. I felt all your love and all your energy, which is totally beyond words. Wow! How I believe in this mystery, that something happens beyond reason, beyond the mind. And you can only believe it when you have tasted it. No, you have tasted it. Then you know it. Then you believe in it. You have faith in it. This is how it is. It's possible. Hallelujah. The tears ran down during the whole satsang. It was such a cleansing. I was able to feel light, like the wind. My sannyas made so much sense. Yes. Sannyas will make more and more sense. And everything else will make less and less sense. Because sannyas should be a life in freedom, in life in awareness. I know it is my responsibility to allow this lightness to be repeated more frequently in my life, but I would like to tell you how grateful I am for being here. How grateful I am for your existence in my life. From your disciple who loves you very, 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 very. Thank you, Pavan. Very, very good. Pandikeiti is very mysterious beings also. They follow me all the way from Brazil. They look very innocent, but you don't know. Just like humans, you know, they can look very normal outside, but you never know what's inside. Better eat it. Everybody must have enjoyed waking up this morning, no? With the snow. It's something with snow, no? It's just like dolphins or something. It makes all children happy. It's very funny, no? But it's just something like that. All the children love the fresh snow, no? Gulbin was also very nice. Like that. Beloved Babaji, in satsang today, I was reminded of a letter I wrote to you some months ago when I spent some weeks alone in a cabin in Heron. The letter ended up in the garbage after my mind disapproved of it before I managed to send it to you. Yeah, you have to be quick. Don't wait, because the mind doesn't approve of much that I'm involved with. You have to be quick, Nadika. During these weeks in the cabin, I had the internet, no movies, no signal on my phone, no friends, nothing of my normal entertainment. It was just me, my thoughts, my feelings, the starry night outside. Minus 20 degrees, snow, soup, and bread. And by chance, I found some old satsangs on my phone and started to listen to them over and over again. Sometimes I say, just one satsang is all you need, no? If you really listen, take it to heart, then one satsang is all you need. You can just listen to it again and again. One day I was out walking in the snow and the sentence came to me from one of the satsangs. You were quoting Rumi saying something like, it's in the love. I meet you there. Yes. I meet you there in the open field, in the open field of love, no? Where there is no fences or anything, just big open space. There you find me. Hmm? That's what Rumi says. That's what I'm saying. I wait for you there. And I remember this moment very clearly because something clicked for me. Like all you are saying is the same. It all got together. It all made perfect sense. It was like, ah, that is what you say. Like I hadn't heard it before. Yes. And seeing, you know, this sentence is coming up again. It is in the love you meet us. That is what is happening. And it feels like a layer of lukewarmness, a layer of fear has been removed from me. Babaji, I just want to say that I love you. And thank you very, very much. At your feet, Nandika. Good, Nandika. It's good to have it clear. I love you too. Love loves love. Love does not love hate, jealousy, fear, all these things. That has to be transformed. When all that is gone, then there is no more fear, no, then you can meet in love, in peace. And then when that love comes and knock on your door, then open more. I want more. Come in. Welcome. Use the opportunity. So you get the fragrance of love in your house. How funny it is that we protect ourselves from that. It feels like a layer of lukewarmness, yes. Because the mind, the ego, if it's still there, it can never be total. But when you have felt love, and how it is to be open, then it's very painful to close down again. Then you have to remind yourself how it is, how beautiful to open. So whenever you feel that you're getting tight, relax, open, because you have felt it. Before you have that experience, then it's impossible. You have to have the experience of it. And then when it's not there, then you will long for it. Otherwise, everybody is lukewarm. Nobody goes deep. Everybody is on the surface. Nobody is satisfied. Only love is satisfaction, contentment. And when love is there, you just want to drown in that. A layer of fear has been removed from me. Good. I'm very happy for you. Don't let it come back. And how is your work going? I heard you were going to be teaching for the teens or something, no? That is going to be... Take shelter in love. That maybe protects you there. Or maybe you have to be a warrior when you go to work and then you come back and relax. No. Or come back to Dharma Mountain. You will do good there. Just don't lose yourself. No, you have to be centered. Because these people, teens, will really test you, I tell you. No, all the mothers are laughing. Ah. But they need, because they are lost. And we all have been lost. And that's what you can also share. Very subtle, maybe. Because they have fear. On the surface, they're very tough, they know everybody. It's funny with the teenager, it's like they know everything, you know. Everything they know. It's very difficult to teach somebody who knows everything. You have to come to the point, I don't know. Only then you can start teaching something. This is the most important anyway. Everything else is just... I just called to say I love you. Da 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 da. Very good. The whole journey is just to let go of fear and take shelter in love. When you have become steady in love, become friend with love itself. Love itself will protect you. Nothing can hurt you. Because love is God. Aum Shanti. And love will give you peace. Love will give you sanity in a crazy world. So again and again, take shelter in love. Take shelter in peace. Take shelter in truth. Knows the language of love. And only they can understand. Beyond the words. self. When love beckons to you, follow him, even though his ways might be hard and steep. For he will crown you, make you a queen, an emperor. But first he has to crucify.
Jagadutpati adhikittuvaha Brahma dehitre. jagadut pati adikitu aha brahma Jagadutpati adikittu